USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union negotiators are to resume talk shortly, but for now, nearly 50,000 GM workers are on strike, the first strike at GM in 12 years. At one demonstration in Detroit, president of UAW Local 22, Wiley Turnage, says,
"It's great to have support, you know, because we serve the community. You know, we have a lot of restaurants, we have gas stations, you know, so we need to keep this plant viable as possible. And then we have a lot of young families working here, a lot of temporary workers, you know, that have no stability in their life. So we're just trying to secure everyone's future."
In President Trump's words on Twitter, the U.S. is locked and loaded, ready to respond to the weekend drone attacks on a giant Saudi oil refinery. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump wants the Justice Department to, as he puts it, rescue Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after a new accusation of sexual misconduct emerged. On Twitter, the president suggests Kavanaugh sue for libel. A report published to the New York Times claims one of Kavanaugh's Yale classmates saw him expose himself at a dorm party back in the 1980s. Democrat running for the White House, Senator Amy Klobuchar, among those calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment.
My concern here is that the process was a sham. I don't think you can look at impeachment hearings without getting the documents. The House would have to get the documents, and the Attorney General is shielding documents.
The Tennessee Titans say a mechanical failure by pyrotechnic devices caused a fire at Nissan Stadium before yesterday's game against the Colts. It happened on the sidelines. A stadium worker put out the fire, and no one was hurt. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Charlottesville, Virginia cannot remove a Confederate statue at the center of a white supremacist rally that turned deadly 2 years ago. A Charlottesville Circuit Court judge ruling that a state law bars that city from removing the statue of Robert E. Lee from a city park. The judge ruled the statue was covered by a Virginia law that protects all war memorials. Neo-Nazis and white supremacists did descend on that city in August of 2017 to rally against efforts to remove it. A woman was killed and over a dozen people injured when a man drove his car into a group of the counter-demonstrators. Humberto is now a hurricane. The storm is a Category 1, maximum sustained wind 75 miles an hour, and about 785 miles west of Bermuda in the Atlantic. And it's likely to continue strengthening over the next day, but it's moving out to sea away from the U.S. mainland, not posing any threats to land, and perhaps now not even to Bermuda. NASA says a newly discovered comet originated outside of our solar system. The agency is saying that the comet discovered on August 30th is probably an interstellar visitor, only the second time such an object has been observed. And today is National Guacamole Day, and the price of the main ingredient, avocados, has come down from just over $2 in early July to $1.16 today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.